Right, good luck. It's a special shir on the Prozvol comes once in every Shemitah, so it's once in 7 years. Before we start about the Prozvol particulars, I would think we should more discuss generally why we need a Prozvol, what's the purpose of having a Prozvol, and to go into the idea of Shemitah's Ksafim from a Deraisetic level, the Rabbanadic level, and then we'll go into, it's more like an overview, and then we'll go into Prozvol. Midaraisa, the Shemitah's Ksafim, the end of Shemitah, the way we pass, and it's the end of Shemitah. If you don't do, barring any prosbos at the end of Shemitah, any chayvus that you might have are automatically waived. Shail and Lum, that's exactly what type of hafkah it is, but it's definitely waived that you cannot collect the money. It's a deraisa, it's a lav, and it's an asay. There's a lav loyigois, and there's also an asay of tachmut yadecha. So you have an alav and asay. Then on top of this lav and asay, there's a indirect lav, with tisham alecha, that a person should not be scared that Shemitah is coming and therefore refrain from giving her voice. If I ask you for Hava Erev Rosh Hashanah and you're not going to give it to me because you're scared Shemitah is coming along, you might be over the raisa of Hisham Lacha. The reason why I say might, I mean normally you should be, but if it's just a kunz to be able to get money and not pay back, so Shlomo Zalman says, and I'm not really asking you for Hava, I'm asking you for a Maton. If I know that I'm not going to pay it back because Shemitah is coming, so it's a joke, I'm not asking for Hava. But let's say it's a regular Hava in the summertime. A guy says he wants to borrow money from you, and you're a little scared because in a month from now, Shemitah is coming, the end of Shemitah is coming, he's going to waive the Chayv, and therefore you're reluctant to give the Hava. That's another deraisa of Hisham Alecha. So you have at least one Lav, Pashas, two Lavim, and an Asay, but Negeta Shemitah's Ksafim. If a person didn't write a Prozvol and Shemitah came along and now the loiva would like to borrow money, to pay back the money, part of the derais is you're not allowed to even accept the money. And you have to tell him, Zedva Shemitah, you have to tell him, Mishamatani, I'm not accepting the money. The loiva has the prerogative, and it's a good adrab, it's from the Gemara, he should say, Afo Pekin and give it to you anyway. But midaraisa, if he comes to me to pay me, I have to tell him, I'm not allowed to accept payment. That's midaraisa. Came along Hillel, and Hillel decided that there's going to be a problem here, so he created a Prozvol to be able to circumvent these issues. But let's, before we get into the Prozvol, let's understand what type of chayvus are we talking about. Obviously, if I give you a halva, that's a regular chayv, that's what for sure we're talking about. But we're talking about much more than just a regular chayv. I'm going to go through very quickly the chayvis are subject to this din of Shemitah's Ksafim. First of all, if you have a chayv, bein b'muva peh, bein b'muva b'shtar. It doesn't make a difference. You can have a shtar, taflok, Shemitah is going to be meshamet. You can have a avah which is not money, and this is meisim b'choyim. Your neighbor borrowed a bottle of milk, or bread, oil, eggs, whatever it is. And if it's understood that she's going to be paying you back, or that's the noig, the nimus, is that people pay back, that's also a avah. The Malach HaShleim said that's also Alva. She could say any lashon she wants, but she took her eggs with the intention of paying back, so that's Alva. So come to us, if your neighbor borrowed eggs, and now Rosh Hashanah came by, and now she would like to pay you back on Sim Gedalia, you have an Issa Deraisa. You have to tell her, no, Meshametani, I'm not allowed to accept your eggs back. Again, barring if you didn't do a Prozvol. Another case is, which is not so common, but if a loiva defaults on payment, and the Ariv kicks in and pays up the Malva, now the Ariv goes back to the loiva to get payment, between the Ariv and the Loiva, that's also considered a chayv that's subject to Shemitah's Ksafim. The Ariv would not be allowed to collect the halva because Shemitah was meshamet, if Shemitah went in. Another common thing is a heter iska. Well, they talk the Paiskim, the Shulchan Aruch talks about an iska, but let's bring it down, and maybe more prevalent is a heter iska. If a guy gives a heter iska, which is chatzi milva, chatzi pekodin, so half of the heter iska is a milva. Half of that, that's the lum that the heter iska works, that chelik is going to be Shemitah's subject to Shemitah's Ksafim. It's going to be like, you will not be able to collect half of your heter iska if you didn't write a prozvol. That's a mechabeshita. The Ksais argues, and the Ksais says that a heter iska is different, or iska is different, I should say, and that is because it's not a typical avo where you're allowed to spend the money, it's locked into a certain business, and you cannot eat ice cream, lemishta beishecha, you can't spend money and you drink beer from it. So since it's sort of not loitzon netnu, the Ksais wants to say that that's not subject to Shemitah's Ksafim, but the Mechaba's opinion is not like that. But it's Fusha Mechaba that Iska is subject to Shemitah's Ksafim. Now, you have a bunch of Chayvis that will not be subject to Shemitah's Ksafim. It's certain cases, and I would like to run through them quickly as well. For example, if you have a Mashkin, if you took collateral for the debt, collateral for the chayiv. That chayiv is not subject to shmita's ksafim, and it's a machloek because he's showing how much the mashkin has to be worth. Some say the mashkin has to be worth the entire amount of the debt, and some hold, and it's 2 days brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and some hold, even if it's a mashu, the mashkin's worth $1, and the chayiv is $1 million, as long as they have a mashkin, that's already not subject to parsha shmita's ksafim. The lumdis is it's a pasuk tashmit yadecho, but not if it's ready in your hand. The lomdus is that if I already have the mashkin, I don't have to come on to a loyigos. I don't have to come on to collect from you. I already have your thing. I have a kinyan and a mashkin. I already sort of have payment or collateral for the debt. So that choiv is not subject to the pasha of shmita ksava, and therefore after shmita, you're allowed to even collect that debt.
That almost sounds like it's
equal. All right, so that's. Pasha is, yeah, but the story is that it's still connected. The kinyan is connected. I'm allowed to withhold the mashkin. Let's say you paid me back half the chayiv. I can still hold on to the mashkin and not give it back till you pay me back the whole chayiv. So you see, the mashkin is really, even if it's not worth the entire amount of the chayiv, but it's connected to the entire chayiv. So since I have something of yours connected to the entire chayiv, so therefore it's not. I don't have to be tevei from you. It's by me already. So then once that's the case, and I'm allowed to even be tevei from you, because that choy was not subject to the laws of Shemitah Ksavim. If you have a psak din, if Bezin has a psak din, it's makhlek, because you shouldn't, if you have to have a biksav, we do, but if you have a psak din biksav, that's commander govoy dami. It's as if it's already collected, and you don't have a problem. That's not subject to shmitas ksafim. Another case, interesting case, which is not common, but in the lumdis is, I'll give over my chayvis to Bezdin, and I'll tell Bezdin, here are my chayvis, you take care of it. You have the authority to collect it. You take care of my chayvis. You see fit. Just make sure that I get paid. It's yours. Take care of it. That's also not subject to the parsha of shmitas ksafim. Pashtus, the reason is because I'm no longer... I don't have the authority, or I authorize someone else to do the collection. Since Bezin's doing the collection and not me, so that's not subject to the Pasha. Pasha's Loyigos, I'm not supposed to collect. I'm now let it be Taveya. I'm not being Taveya, the Bezin is now. Now, of course, if I will give it over to a Shliach, or I'll sell it off, and now the buyer is trying to collect on the debt, obviously that is subject to Shmintitz Ksafim, because what's the killing? Just my Shliach. But the Lomdis, once I give it over to Bezin, it's like sort of a. Not just a shliach, it's like a different party in Gaza. It's not Babom Machmosa, it needs beer. But once it's given over to Bezin, Bezin's doing the collection and not me. There's no individual who's doing the collection, so therefore it's not subject to the Pasha Shmitis Ksafim. Oh, I'm going to get to it if that's what Prisbal is. It's Machlokes if that's what really Prisbal is. Okay, another case is if the understanding of the debt is. For a delayed payment, for example, you're buying KFS and you put on credit. And the understanding is you're going to pay back sometime later, no specific time. You're going to pay back. Every once in a while you go in and you pay up your chayvis. But it's not expected to be paid tomorrow or today, whatever it is. So it's like lo yigiz man peroin, whatever it is. That type of situation is not subject to shmita ksafim. You're allowed to collect that debt after shmita, provided you want Zakhvan Olav B'milva. Zakhvan Olav B'milva means you don't transfer the debt, the nature of that debt, and turn it into a milva. How do you do that? So it's two shitas, or two pashas, they don't argue. The Achronim say they don't even argue. But two ways to be Zakhvan Olav B'milva. One way to be Zakhvan Olav B'milva is to make a tally of all the debt. Monday you bought this juice, and Tuesday you bought bread, and Wednesday you bought eggs. You made a whole cheshbon, and at the end of the week, oh, you want to know what your cheshbon is? I make a cheshbon. You now owe me $400. The second you do that, you now owe me $400. You made a tallying up of the cheshbonis. That is Zakhvan Olav B'milva. It's no longer a kafes chanus. I already told you, now you owe me the cheshbon. I tallied it up. That's one case. Another case of Zakhvan Olav B'milva is if I was kaveh as man peroin. If all of a sudden the KFS will call you up and say, look, you know, it's been a while now, please do me a favor, pay me by Sunday. I want a collection by Sunday. Once he does that, so that was Zakhvan Olav B'milva. If you're telling you a time frame when it has to be paid. Once he does that, so now if that Sunday is before Shemitah, they tell you have to pay tomorrow, it's before Shemitah, so then it's going to be a wipe away. Now it's a regular chayv. Schar socha, you hired a worker. Oh. Again, if the understanding is that the worker doesn't expect payment, Ischar Soch is not subject to Shmitas Ksafim unless he's Zakhvan Olav B'milva. Who would in anything, I rent a car, it wouldn't be subject to the Pasha Shmitas Ksafim unless he's Zakhvan Olav B'milva. There's a trick The way to do it, another way to do it, is when you lend the money initially, you make a tnai. You have to be careful what you say. But if you say, abanas, that you're not going to be tashmit me in shvius, you're not going to withhold payment, that's fine. If I say, abanas, ein shvius mishametes, that doesn't work. I could say that shvius can't be mishamet, the Baruch Shalom says otherwise, Baruch Shalom wins. If shvius is mishamet, but I make a tnai on you, that you're not going to be tevei me. You're not going to use this as a way out, and I'm going to be allowed to collect after Shemitah, that's fine. I'm allowed to make that tnai. I shouldn't say I'm allowed to make it. The tnai works. There's a shaila in the Peskim if I'm allowed to make that tnai. If I know that I'm lending you money, right, and I'm it's going past Shvius, possibly past Shvius, and I make this tnai, I'm anash, loy tashmiteni b'shvius, some Peskim learn, depending on the levels they say it, that's a different deraisa of Ishamalacha. You're scared of Shemitah. You refuse to lend money, because of Shemitah. And the only way you're doing it is by making this tnai. That gufa might be a lav derais of Hishamalacha. Hishamalacha, because you don't want to lend money, because you want to be a Belial chulila. You don't want to lend money. The Torah calls you a Belial for not lending money because of fear of Shemitah. A guy who makes it tonight is doing something because of fear of Shemitah. So that might be an issa. But at least it works. If you make that tonight, it will work, and you're allowed to collect after Shemitah. Another Eitzah, which happens to be 2 days, and it's a Shail, it's Makhloik, as we show him, but the way we paskin is Yekaveh Zman Proin Lacha Shvius. And this is a simple Eitzah. I see Shemitah is coming, so what I'll do is instead of saying, okay, pay me tomorrow, I'll say, no, do me a favor, pay me to Gedalia. So the whole Zman Proin of this guy first started out after Shemitah, and then it's no problem. I already jumped over Shemitah. Shemitah could only be a Mishamah if it's a Giz Man Proin, and now Shemitah came. Shemitah's, we waived this guy. But the Lo Giz Man Proin yet, it's first time Gadaya. So that's a very easy Eitzah, a very easy Eitzah to get out of these problems. I mean, if you're stuck, and you're ready, I'll give you a Moshe, you're ready, wrote a Prozbul. You wrote the proposal tonight. Well, we'll get to if you write it at night. You wrote the proposal tomorrow, okay? And then someone comes to you Monday for a koiv. So what you do is you say, you know what? Pay me time gadaya. Instead of having to write another second proposal, it's an eight. So some people say is what you do is you extend it to Zman Proin to past Shemitah, past Rosh Hashanah, and Mamele, no problem till the next Shemitah. But you're fine for this Shemitah because Loigi is Zman Proin.
I'm giving you $100,000, and now it's the Havah. I owe you $100,000.
Any debt is erased. Any debt is erased. Maybe you could do a Matan Amnas La'akzim, maybe. We'll talk about
$100,000.
I will give you probably Kenyan Dvarim, so it really doesn't work. It has other issues. Okay, now, Stam Havah Lamed Yoyim. There's a concept in Chazal, Stam Havah Lamed Yoyim. So what happens if someone asks you for a Choyv today? So are you going to say, well, since it's not due till end of next month, well after Sukkot, so then it's like he gives man parayin, so Shemitah is not going to be Meshamet. So even though, let's say, Stam Avos Lamed Yoyim, the Bach wants to be Mechadish, and the Ksais goes with the Bach, and the Tumen goes with the Bach, Tumen Sivkon Tezayin, they go with the Bach, and they say that even though Stam Avos Lamed Yoyim, but Shemitah will be Meshamet. It doesn't have this maila of Kaveh Zman Lacha Shemitah. You have to be beferish. In order to get around it, you have to be beferish, say, oh, the Kaveh Zman is after Rosh Hashanah. But if it's just Al Stam Avol Lamed Yoyim, that's not going to work. That's the G'dayli HaPoiskim Bach Tumim and Ksois. However, the Rishonim, now I'm going to bring Rayas from Rishonim, not like this. There's an Or Zeru and Avoy Dezor, Kuf Eis Kuf Chav Gimel. There's a Ran and Shabbos, Kuf Mem Chesem and Beis, that they're both Mavur, that Al Stam Avol Lamed Yoyim, that's the same maila of Kaveh Zman Lacha Rosh Hashanah, and Shvius would not be Meshamin. And therefore, the later Achrayim, after him, like the Milchus Chinuch, there's a Yerushalmi, Noyim Yerushalmi, in the beginning of Makkos, brings a Rai from the Makkos, there's a Rishash in Makkos, the Gimel Mabez, there's a Chuvus Tvar Avram. They all hold, and the Chacham Avadja, there's all the Hain to go with that. That Stam of Olam and Yoyim will also help you to get around this problem of Shemitah being Meshamin. But like, again, there's still a Tumim, a Bach and Exois, it's still G'day Lepais will say otherwise. So, Midim Machloikis, Pashas Lai Nafkas. What is that Svarah? Why should it be that Stam Avol should be different? That's a $1 million question. So, there's a Svarah that the Tumim says, and it's Meicha Teisi, but the Svarah the Tumim says is that when I'm Kaveyu as man to pay me same Gadalio, and I'm going to want to be Taveyu now, you tell me jump in the lake, like Gizman Paroi. And what happens if I'm very anxious, so I'll chap the money from you. So right now I'm a Gazan, I have no right to that money because I took it to Eichaz Man Baroyim. So therefore it's Bechlal not payable yet. Mashenke, the Tumim is Mechadish, I don't know from where, but the Tumim is Mechadish, the Din is Tam Ovo Lamed Yoyim, even though I'm not supposed to be Tevei Yutoich Lamed Yoyim, but if I chap the money from you, I'm allowed to keep the money. So I'm allowed to cause an early payment. So since I could cause an early payment, as if he gives man peroin. That's a 2 month svara. It needs a makar. Fine. Now, this din is stam of olam ajoim. Don't run with it, because stam of, the whole halacha is brought down, the mechaber brings down, the beginning of Siman Ayin Gimel, is only if that was the minig. But the mechaber acknowledges that you can have some mekoymes that the minig is otherwise. Sometimes the minig would be to pay even toich olam ajoim, and then you wouldn't have this bechlal. And the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos in Shin Zayin Sifkot Yadalit, Taka says in his mekoymes, min hagaseinu was, our minig is, that Taka stam of olam is not olam ajoim, you pay right away. So if we could establish with this manena, when a guy takes alvah, unless he specifies, but otherwise, without any specification, it's understood that he has to pay back even within Lamajayim, so you won't even have this Hetel Bechal, because it's already a Gizman Peroy.
Isn't there a
Joshua? It's an Asmachta. Mishon, Mishon, whatever, it's an Asmachta. Now there's one more sort of eight or trick or whatever, is if what happens if the Gears Mamparoin, today was ready Gears Mamparoin, and Shmita is coming 2 days from now, what are you going to do? So, and let's say you're not writing a prozvol. So, Chatzkorot, Sapendain, he tainis, what you could do is, I didn't see this in print, I saw it in print from Chatzkorot, but I didn't see it in print from Modak right now, is that he tainis, what you could do is you could be Marach this man. So, Gears Man today, and let's say you stalk, you don't have a Dayanam or Aiden to write a prozvol, no problem. The guy is not even there. The lawyer doesn't even know about that Rochas man. But I am now, Hinani, I'm being Madi, everyone, that I'm being Marech, this man of this Choyv, till Tzayim Gadaya. Once I do that, it's now as if it's not payable till Tzayim Gadaya, and I circumvented the Inyan. It's a Chiddush, but that's what he holds. All right, let's talk about Tachas, about Prozvol. Obviously, every Choyv that's subject to Shemitah, that's what Prozvol is trying to address. Now, Shemitah b'zman hazeh is only the Rabbanan. And what have Shemitah's Ksafim, that is? B'zman hazeh is only the Rabbanan, because there's a Gzeres HaKosef, it has to be the Zman that the Yovel's Noig, Shemitah is Noig. Today there's no Yovel, Midoraisa, and the reason is because in order to have Yovel, it has to be Kol Ha'am Aleh, or the Kol Yisrael have to be living in Eretz Yisrael, or at least a representation of all the Shvatim, or maybe a rov of all the Shvatim, but there has to be a significant representation of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. That to have Yovel. Today we don't have that, so since we don't have that, so Yovel's not Noeg, Midaraisa, Memeilo, who Adin Shmitzis Ksofen is not Noeg. But Midarabanan, Zeche L'Shviz, the Rabbanan instituted, yes, it's going to be Shmitzis Ksofen. Came along Hillel, Ra Hillel, Kishanimnu Ha'am, Milahalvais, he saw that people were refraining from making havois because they were scared of Shemitah, and they were going to be over Ali Shoma Lecha, they're going to be over on this, what the Torah says not to do. The Torah says not to refrain from giving havois. So you have to know, over Ali Shoma Lecha might only be the Rabbanu, maybe the Raisa, good. Therefore, Hiskin Prozbal. He made Prozbal. That's, now, God happens to be Maklek is Yishen Agab, Maklek is Rashi, Tois is Rambam. If Prozbal would work, even if Shemitah would be the Raisa, would be Yesh Krek Biyad Chakomen to be a Laka, Dovim and Atayra, and make a Prozbal and allow you to collect. But it's really not Negev, the Maklek is Ledidan, because anyway, we hold that Shemitah is Manas, Shemitah's Ksofim, is the Rabbanan. Like by Shemitah's Ksofim, the Rabbanan for sure, Hillel's Prozbal works. So we have a Prozbal. Now, what is Taich Prozbal? The Gemara says, Praise. Praise, so does Maklik is what that means. Rashi says praise, the literal translation is takana, was a takana. There's a Rashbam and Baba Bas and Samachayim Mibayez. Rashbam says over there that it means harvacha, a revach. But either way, is it a takana or revach for buli u buti? Buli is ashirim and buti is aniyim. It's a takana or a revach for ashirim and aniyim. That's why Hillel was Mesakim Prozbal. Now, what does it mean there was a takana? What takana do we have? So the Rishonim have a machloikis. I should say, why? If let me just digress a second. If Prozbal is Proz for Buli Ubuti, so what do we call the Prozbal? We should call it Proz Buli Ubuti, or Proz Buti, the Aniyim. Why would you say Proz Buli for the Ashirim? So the Achronim are bothered by that. So the Achronim say that we do Dafka to show the Ashirim that we're Choshu L'Takantem, that we really care for them, and we're trying to help them out, that they'll be able to collect the Chayvis. Memela, they'll be more benevolent and generous in extending chayvis to the aniyim when the time arises. So therefore, indirectly, it helps the aniyim as well, because that's what the Shoshanim Ladovit says. That's why we call it Prozbul. It's a takana for Hashim, even though it's really a takana for both. Now, What is the takana? So Rashi, not just Rashi, all the Rishonim, Rashi, the Meiri, the Rashbam, the Rash, the Rosh, they all say the takana for the Ashirim war that they'll be able to collect their choyves, that they won't lose out. They gave a choyv. If without prosbol, they're going to lose their money, the loyve nabuk is not paying, they'll default on the loan, and that's it. He has afkata the malka, that's it. Shemitah's coming. So therefore, a takana for the Ashirim, a revach for the Ashirim, we allow them to collect the choyv. And the Fadanim, what's the takana? Is that that they'll be able to get choyves. If we wouldn't have made the takana prosbol, fewer people will be willing and generous to give choyves because they'll be scared that Shemitah is coming. So therefore it's a takana, cipher the Hashem, cipher the Anim. However, there are Paiskim, the Beisesif, and for some reason, I don't know, it's like the bridge went. All the Rishonim say it's a Konev Zashim that they'll be able to collect the Choyvis. Came along the Beisesif, even though he says himself in the Kesef Mishnah, and the Rav, and the Lavush, and all like the Gdeila Paiskim, they said that the Konev for the Ashim was not to be over the rights of Ishamalacha. If he wouldn't have made the Takonev Prosbol, the Ashim would be reluctant to give out the Choyvis, that be over allowed the rights of Ishamalacha. So Tilo was Mesakin the Takonev for the Ashirim. They have a way out, and now they won't be reluctant to give chayvis, so they'll save them to be speared from alav the rights of isha melacha. That's not what the Rishonim say. Rishonim says that kana to be able to collect the chayvis. Some reason the gedolei paiskim, that was the cutoff. The gedolei paiskim thereon decided that no, that the kana was that she shouldn't be over this. So, Baruch Shem, the Bach sort of jumps. He doesn't jump on the base, but he points out. He says, and don't tell me, even though the Hillel said Raha Amshe Nimnum Laavos and the over isha melacha, don't tell me that the kana Hashim was because of isha melacha. Like Bavon Ziz paiskim, he said, nah, for that they won't make a takana. Doesn't explain why. I'm suggesting, and I'm willing to hear other options, but I'm suggesting is that let's play it out. They're going to be over Daraisa, so what do? We make a takana and we do away with the Daraisa. Sounds like the reform movement. We have an Issa, we can't keep the Issa, so we throw it out. That's not what Chazal doing to make takanas. We'll make a takana, we'll gzeris auto derisas, we'll do something to make it easy or whatever it is. But I'm not going to take it and just throw it out because people aren't keeping it. Perhaps that's what the Bach meant. So therefore, the takana really for the Hashem war, that they'll be able to collect the chayvis, that's takana.
Works on the derisas, then for sure. If it, they're showing that it works on the derisas, you're definitely going against the
derisas. You're definitely 100% going against the derisas. But, the takana was that they should be able to collect. If it would be the takana, would be that to be able to bavon ishamalacha, that the Bach doesn't want to lie. But again, the Beisais is the Levush, the Rav, they hold, yeah, that was a takana. So either way, either the takana was this or the takana was that, but it's a takana for the Ashirim. Now, if you learn like the Rajbam, that really means revach. Pashas for sure means that they collect money. The revach is that they get paid back. Not that they have a revach, not to be over alav. That's not really revach. But all right, fine. Now let's understand prosbol. What is the Hagdara prosbol? Someone in the audience says prosbol means Moisesh Toreis of Lebezin. Well, let's understand if that's really prosbol. What do we do? Mesrani lechem. The Lashon is... Mesrani lechem adayonim shekor choyv sheyesh li ben b'shtav im bar pesh agmeno kozman she'erza. Mesrani lechem. What does Mesrani lechem mean? What are we really doing with prosbol? How does it work? L'maisi yavah deraisi na'aleta, or derabonin at least eich l'shisi na'aleta collect. So how does prosbol get around this problem? So it's a machlokes rishonim, what the Hagdara was. Most Rishonim learn is the Hagdara is taka like Moshe Shtoreis of the Bezin, and even though I didn't physically give over the chayvis that I have to Bezin, because at the end I'm saying Kolzman Sheretzah Shekbeno Kolzman, I'm doing the collection, but it's as if I authorize Bezin to do the collection, and the fact that I carry through, I'm just an agent of Bezin doing the collection for Bezin, who's doing the collection for me. But it's as if I'm doing it for Bezin, it's really Bezin doing the collection. So that gets around Shemitah, because I'm not collecting. Again, it's only if it's loyigos, if I have to do collection. I'm not doing any collection. I'm giving it over to Bezin, and it's Bezin's collection. Now it's out of an individual's hands of collection, so it's not subject to Shemitah's Ksofim. That's one set of Rishonim. The Rash, however, and others are mashma, that is a different Vardim Prosbol. Just like there's a concept, Malva Lamashkin, if I already have something, then it's not subject to Shemitah's Ksofim because it's already Commander Govidomi. Or if you have a Psak Bezdin, we said, it's Commander Govidomi. So therefore, there's no problem. It's not subject to Shemitah because it's not considered like the Choyv is still outstanding because it's already collected. It's Commander Govidomi. When I go to Bezdin and I give over my Choyvis, I instruct Bezdin to collect my Choyvis, it's the one step before. the Psak Din. I already told Bezin, like I notified the Bezin, there are these chayvis outstanding, I need to collect them. So I already authorized Bezin to do the collection, whatever it is. It's as if it's, I already got that Psak, it's as if it's Commander Govid on me. It's not because I'm not doing the collection. It's as if I already got the chayvis. It's as if it's already collected. Just like Mashkin doesn't have the Din of Shemitah, so too Prusba won't have the Din of Shemitah. It's a different lumdis. It's going to be many nafkaminis tonight between the two. Is the lumdis because I'm not doing the collection, Bezin's doing the collection, so I'm not loyigos, or the pshat is that it's Commander Govidami, because now Bezin, once I told Bezin, or I instructed Bezin, or I gave over the claims to Bezin, now it's Commander Govidami, it's like I have a psak din already, it's Commander Govidami. So, two ways in the Rishonim. Now, it makes a difference between the Firois or Makshava, could even touch up the words differently. Come on, all the Rishonim say Masrani is Kepshutai. I'm giving over Masrani what? My chayvis. I'm transferring my chayvis to you, the Bezdin. I'm giving it over. The Rambam Pirsh Mishnayis in Shviyas, Perek Yud Mishnah Dalet, the Rambam says Masrani doesn't mean that. Masrani means Masrani, my words. I'm notifying you, Bezdin. I'm being made to you that these are my outstanding debts. I'm not giving you my chayvis, my chayvis, but I'm notifying you that you should know I have these chayvis outstanding. So the Achrayim jump on the Rambam. What's going on? So I notify them. What does that help? Well, if you learn like the Rash, it helps very good. I already told Bezin. I made my tviya. I already lodged my tviya. I'm telling Bezin, look, these are my chayvis that are outstanding. So now it's as if I got it. Bezin acknowledges it. It's as if I have a psak din. It's Commander Govitam, and that's how I get around Shemitah. So it could even teach Musrani differently. Now, Avada, the Rash, who holds its Commander Gavidam, could also teach him, Masrani, I'm giving over the Chayvis, and that's how it's Commander Gavidam. But the Rambam, who teaches it, Meirani Lechem, for sure, is not learning I'm transferring over my Chayvis to Bezin. I'm just notifying Bezin. And if, therefore, it could go different. I have, this week, a bunch of Rabbanim called me up or sent me emails. They want to know how to translate it in English for their members. And there was, I transfer my Chayvis. So I got very nervous with the Aloshin. I have no problem. If you like that, I'm sure you have Rav Rishonim on your side. But it's not Muskim like, oh, the Rambam doesn't have that. The Rambam has, I'm just notifying you. And I wouldn't tell you right notifying, because it's not going to the other Rishonim. So I don't know one word really that's going to, in English, you could translate it and keep both Pratam. I'm giving over to you, Bezin, and you'll tell you either I'm giving over the Chayvis, or I'm giving over these words, this notice. But it's not clear. But anyway, in Hebrew, it's Misrani Lechem. That's the Taj. Yerek Shaila?
Yeah, I just want to say, so you're saying he's not over Loyigos. What about the other Yisrim of Loyigos? They all fall away?
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's all Talis Ebezeb. It means Kozman.
One where you're not supposed to go to somebody if you know he doesn't have money.
No, that's something else. That's something else. Yeah, but that's not this one. I'm not talking about that. I hear. All right.
So that still applies. That Yisr still applies.
I'm not sure. I didn't see it.
Okay. How is this Commander Gavidam working?
In Lomdis?
Yeah.
Well, if I would go to Bezin and make a claim, and the other guy would be there and he wouldn't have a good defense, what would happen? Bezin would pass him that he owes me money. Right. And once Bezin gives that psak, it's Commander Govidami. Why? What's the Lomdis? Why a psak Bezin? A psak Bezin is ironclad. A guy, now it's definitive. Yuzuka owe me money.
Nothing's bigger than him admitting to the fact that he owes you.
Correct. 100%. But that's the Lomdis. It's Commander. Bezin is a stronger hand. Once you have a psak din, everyone's makayim a psak din, so it's not a problem.
The psak is going with percentages, and with the overwhelming percentage based on 80-20, the psak is 80. There's no bigger clarity than him saying 100% I owe you.
Good. Needs a beer. Masking. Huh? Well, it's not just not alone. It's a loan that it's not outstanding. It doesn't have to be collected because it's a given. If it's a psak din, he's certainly going to pay. It's not outstanding. It's commander govidam. It's done. It's a done deal. With a regular chayiv, kulahai v'ulahai, he's going to pay back. All right. On the that's how it works. You see, it's only, you still, one second, let me be clarify. For sure, it's only a takana of Hillel. We just explained the Hagdorah, how Hillel's takana worked. They made it like Commander Govardhan. I mean, that's how the takana worked. Avada without Hillel, nothing doing. Avada is not Commander Govardhan until you have a regular dentarian of psak din. And I said before, according to the way we paskin, Kamish and what you needed, even Bixav of psak din. So it's not that, but it's like that. That's the Hagdorah of how it works.
Could you write a
Prusbo on a Choy,
which is not due yet, but it's
going to
be due before Rosh Hashanah?
Why should it be Tali on? I mean, how can I command the Gavadam if it's Taich Zman?
Yeah.
And Shenken, if you learn like Rashi, I'm authorized in collection when I get his mama. Shenken, here, I hear the cheshvin. I hear it. Shein cheshvin. I got to think about it. But very nice, very nice. I'm gonna have other chilukim, but I didn't have that one. Good. Okay. Now, Prizbol only works on chayvis that preceded the Prizbol. It will not work on future chayvis. I either lush lum this you're gonna do. It's not gonna work. I can only work if I lent yesterday, then I can write a prizbol today. But if I write a prizbol today and I lent tomorrow, we have a problem. The prizbol, that future chayv is not subject to that prizbol. Once I write a prizbol for a specific chayv, means yesterday's chayv and I write a prizbol on, and for some reason this guy is a major big time default and he'll default another 7 years, I won't have to rewrite a prizbol for the next shemitah. Once I write a prizbol on that chayv, it works for all future shemitahs. But it has to be for only chayvis that preceded the prosbol. It can't work for a chayv that, and that's why it's very important when you write the date in the prosbol, you need a date, and you have to write the date today. If you write the wrong date, it's going to be possible. If you write tomorrow, chazal passed the prosbol, because what happens if you lent tonight before tomorrow, and people are going to think it's subject to the prosbol, and it's really not, so it's a problem. So they passed that prosbol. You have to be very careful to write the right date. All right. Now, what are you going to do? Like I said before, what are you going to do if you, Taka, have to lend money after the prosbol? So one etzah was, Taka, to delay payment. Say it's first due, same gedalia, after Rosh Hashanah, so it's not higia as mamperayin. Now, I have to point out that that's not 100% a good etzah. There's a Dvar Avram in Shuvah, in Chelek Aleph Lameh Beis. He wants to say, it's a chiddush, but he wants to say that, hey, yois, this halacha, that when you have a zman for after Shemitah is a machloikas rishayim, it's machloikas gemara, it's machloikas rishayim. So even though we paskin that it works, and the halacha avadi, if it happened, and it was ready, tzim gadaya avadi, you're allowed to collect, but he says, lechatchila, why be machnas yourself into a machloikas? And mi yois toiv, you shouldn't rely on this lechatchila, you should taka write another prosbol. To get out of the machlokes. If it happened, Taka, and if you Taka made same gadai, and now came along same gadai, then you're allowed to collect. But the chatchila, he says you shouldn't rely on being kaveh as man for later on. That's a dvar ram. I'm not telling you that you have to be makrit, but that's a dvar ram.
Every halva has man for every single day. I mean, just that fact that you did.
No, once a year's ban. If it's only first due next week, I don't have to pay it today.
Is that really the case? In other words, I'm due. It's only due in 30 days.
It's only due, and I don't have to pay you till then. I don't have to pay you till then. I don't have to know who you are.
But it's not that I owe you now.
I thaka owe you money, but it's not due yet. So it's in lemais. I don't owe it to you. It means it's coming to you in a week from now, but not yet. So it's not collectible yet. If it's not collectible yet, so it's not loyigas. Loyigas is don't collect. What? Something that's collectible. If it's not collectible, it's not subject to the parsha.
Somebody is a landlord and he collects rent. Would he be required to make
a prosbol? So again, if it's chayis karka, so it could be, he wouldn't be, but if he already sent an invoice or sent a bill or made a cheshbin or was kaveh's man, if it's kaveh's man, let's say he has to be paid by the first of the month or the fifth of the month, if he's kaveh's man, and that man came before Shemitah and Hakanami, and before Rishon, you're going to have a problem. Grad, I think Rishon is the first, right?
What? 30.
But it's the 30th. Ah, okay. So yeah. So the first is for sure. So it's gonna be after Rosh Hashanah. So next month's payment, you don't have a problem. But yeah, last month's payment, you're gonna have a problem.
But according to the Dvar Avraham, it answers his question that he asked before.
The what?
Because you make a prosbol towards Zman, Piroi, and he's saying it's good, right? Because he said to do make one.
No, avad a prosbol. No, come on.
Before this man.
No, but his question was like the Rash. Avada, let's say if you go like Rash in Roy Vishayim, Avada, it's going to work because I'm authorizing Bezin to make the collection whenever the collections do. But his Shaila was that if the Lomdas of the Rash is Commander Govidami and it's not a Gizman Peroin, how do you have a Commander Govidami? It's not there yet. How do you do Commander Govidami?
Dvar Avraham is only saying it according to
you. I don't know what he's saying. I have no problem with Dvar Avraham to go with Roy Vishayim because if you look through Rakhayim, Kamat, everyone goes with the Roy Vishayim, not with the Rash. You'll see a bunch of tonight. You'll see a bunch of nafkaminas, and they go always for some reason with that. I just mentioned that you should know there's two shitas here. Now, hayois prosbol is a beautiful thing. It's zeichel l'shvias. We want to be mekayim it. So therefore, many achrayim suggest be careful. But many achrayim suggest is that you should make sure to always give a choiv that's not subject to prosbol. to be mekayim this mitzvah of Shemitah's Ksafim. So therefore, for example, the Ben Ish Chai, he writes it in Shana Aleph, the end of Parshat Kisava, he says he was hinig big Baghdad, he created this minig, everyone in Baghdad, that after they do a prosbul, right after they lend each one 10 grushes, whatever, I don't recall the 10, I don't know, grushes, whatever, $10, 10 cents, I don't know what it was, to lend something to somebody, kadei to be mekayim the mitzvah, and that person's going to want to pay back after Shemitah, he's going to come over to pay you, and you can say, no, meshamet in me, I'm not paying you, and with that, you mekayim the mitzvah.
Come to you.
He doesn't have to, well, he owes me money. Oh, yeah, we have to know. But if he comes to me, I'm supposed to say, Meshamen ani him b'mekayim the mitzvah b'maloyai. And he says, not only that, he says, for the women too, because the women also should b'mekayim the mitzvah. He says, the women should also lend their neighbors eggs and milk and butter, do everything, just lend, because that's also a choyv, to be b'mekayim the mitzvah of prosbul. That's b'mekayim the mitzvah of Shemitah Tzofim. Not do prosbul on all your choyvs. Now, it's not 100% pashut what he said, because you have to get to mitzvahs. Pashut, you're going to have to say that in his makom, stam avah was miyad. But if you have stam avah lamid yoim, so you're running into that machloikas before. So let me show you stam avah lamid yoim. Sorry? Oh, so then you're going to have to specify, good. You'll have to specify that these eggs, but you have to pay me back eggs in 5 minutes. That's a geschmack. But yeah, I'll specify, you got to pay me back before Rosh Hashanah.
No, but then he's a loiver Rosh Hashanah.
Correct.
That's no good.
Correct.
No, that is
right. I mean, the loiver is going to go into Rosh Hashanah, Yom Adin, having Chayv is outstanding. Right. Also not so partial. Right. Loit the Bach, it would have been a beautiful Eitzah. The Chayv is not due till after Rosh Hashanah. So I'm not a loiver Rosh Hashanah. But yet, Shemitah's Klafim is applicable. So I can bring him the mitzvah. That would be great. Good. Fine. That's what. Now, another Eitzah is, which might be easy or hard, I'm not sure, you're messing up the lashon, but some suggest what you do is when you give over the prism, chutz michoiv that I have to Reuven, that choiv. And some even go further. I'm allowed to say, let's say Reuven owes me $1,000. I'm not, you know, the mitzvah says she's very nice, but $1,000 is costly. So I'll say, that choiv that Reuven, chutz from $2 of that choiv that Reuven owes me, $2 of it, I'm generous enough to be in kaim zeichel l'shiyus. Everything else I want to collect. Some even go, azoiv that you're allowed to do. It's just, and it's going to get really technical. You're right, chutz, you have to change the lashon l'shtar. It's not so simple. I don't know if that's the way to give. I had a chav who used to make a vitz, and it really is like the this type of loan, this Ben Ish Chai. He used to make a vitz. You see these things at the beginning of Shemitah, you have all these organizations who say, you know, for $360 you can own a piece of land in Israel, became all the mitzvah, Shemitah, everything, Gevaldik, when are you going to get these mitzvahs? So my chav, you say he'll do charge cheaper. For $250 you give him a loan, he won't pay you back, and became mitzvah zekel l'shvitz. Gevaldik. Yeah, all right. Shine. But like, the Shleim Azam is not so pleasure. Shleim Azam says, if you borrow al das, not to pay back, that's not a loan, that's a matana. So you don't have to do this. You have to know how to make that campaign. But all right. You'll see next Shemitah, the yeshivas will have it. Okay. Then another halacha of prosbul. Another halacha is that prosbul only works if the loiva has karka. He has to have real estate. Why? Rashi says, because it's a milsa d'shchicha. People only extend loans if they know it's solid, ironclad, that they're going to be paid back. And people are reliant on karka. If I know you have a piece of land, like a mortgage, I know I have a piece of land, where to collect from, no problem. And even though the Gemara says, all you need is a karka koshu, good, but the Rishonim said, that's also enough. I'll collect and I'll recollect. There's alumnus in Gemara, I'm allowed to do that. Or in a nola karka. It's different reasons, but I'm allowed to do it because it's a milsa d'shchicha.
By a wife, yeah, she doesn't have a neighbor.
Okay, we're going to get to it. Yeah, good, Charlie. Yeah, but let me just go to flesh it out. We'll see a lot of examples. We'll run through it quickly.
Did that tell you a minute ago, Malcolm, for example, Jews didn't own karka for thousands of years.
They didn't own karka?
They weren't allowed to own karka in Europe.
Okay, so we'll get to it why they did. You'll see in a second. I'll show you why. 1 second, because owning is a very broad Taich, what owning means. We'll see. Fine. Why do I need karka? So Rashi, all the reason why you need karka is milsa d'shchicha. And Chazal only made a takon about milsa d'shchicha. A milsa d'shchicha that the loiva shouldn't have karka, no, it's not happening. We're not making takona for that. That's Rashi. The Rash in Shvius, and God's Rashbam and Babas has Pashas as well, and some of Vavim and Aleph, but the Rash in Shvius says, no, the reason I need karka is because since the lomdis Pashas of Prusbel is, like the Rash, is commander Govidomi, Command the Govid, I mean, only works if the guy has karka. So if the guy has karka, we see that the chayv is like already collected. If the guy doesn't have karka, as if we're not going to see command the Govid. I mean, what's Govid? He doesn't, where, when? But if I see karka, so we could see that the chayv was on this karka, and that karka is already command the Govid. I mean, that's what the Rash says. She taught some of how to learn. Now, there's a nafkamina between Rash and Rash, besides the one you mentioned. The Ran says the nafkamina is. The Ran says that late Rashi, all you have to have karka is b'shasi write the pruzl. If I write the pruzl today and my leiv had karka today, even if he spends it tomorrow, he sells the karka before Rosh Hashanah, no problem. Because it's a mussar d'shchicha. By the time I wrote the pruzl, it was a mussar d'shchicha. The guy had karka. Bai says you don't need a b'shas avah. You don't need a b'shas pruzl. Why? I wouldn't extend the avah. Yeah, so some want to say, but I didn't see this in print, Mechavrusa wanted to dine, that the var is that I would lend you money. If I knew that tomorrow you would have karka, I would also lend you money today.
Okay, if you had karka, only then.
Only b'shas avah, not b'shas pruzl? Yeah, no, that's not going to work.
Why not?
Yeah, but b'shas the pruzl, but Labai said that's, but like the rash, that the Rash holds, it has to be command the Gavid Dami. So like the Rash, and when does Shmita's Ksafim kick in? Shmita's Ksafim kicks in at the end, right in Rosh Hashanah, at the end of the year. So therefore, Zakhtaran, Bedas Rash, he's going to have the karka at the end of the year. It's not enough that he has it b'shas prosa. He's going to have it at the last second of the year. He has karka. Then we see command the Gavid Dami. So when Shmita's Ksafim came around, oh, this is not a chayv. It's command the Gavid Dami. It's not outstanding.
When you write the prosa.
Oh, so that's so this is a shayla, how to touch up the Rash, even in the Ram. What does the Ram mean? Does the Ram mean that the whole command of Govi only first comes at the end of the year? And if that's the case, then I could say even a stronger nafkamina. The nafkamina would be is like the Rash, you didn't have kaka b'shasta brozel, and you only had it at the end of the year. For some reason, the Ran doesn't say that. The Ran says, like the Rash, you're going to have kaka at the end of the year, as if the kaka that you have now is going to have to extend to the end of the year. I'm not saying it's a great deek in the Ran, but it sounds like from the Ran, at least a drop, that he's made in the Rash to command the Govidom he has now, but he's Shiva's Bezdin. But that command the Govidom could only work on the kaka command the Govidom. If command the Govi lasts till the end of the year. If it doesn't last in any year, so at the end of the year, when Shmita's Kafim kicks in, it's no longer command the Govi. So it's not going to have a problem. That sounds like. But otherwise, I would have had this nafkamina, a strong nafkamina, when the guy didn't have b'shas prosbul, and he only had it at the end of the year. Or what happens if he had karka, sai b'shas prosbul, and sai at the end of the year, but it's not the same karka. He had one b'shas prosbul, he sold it, and he bought a different karka. Is that going to work? Like the Rashi might not work, because the commander Govi was on this karka, and this karka no longer is around. That karka is something else. I don't know if it's going to work. I'm not sure. But this is the Ran's nafkamina. It happens to be the Ritva. Doesn't say that. The Ravah Pashas goes like the Rash. The Ravah quotes his Rebbe, also going to Rash. And he holds, as long as B'shasta Pruzl, you had Karka, that's Commander Govi Domei. And once it was Shah Achas, that Shemitah wasn't applicable, then it's good enough, even though you don't have the Karka at the end of the year. Seems that the Ritvah argues with the Ran. How the Lums and Ritvah works 100%, I'm not sure, because even if it's Commander Govi, but the end of the year it's no longer Commander Govi, so now it's an outstanding Chayiv, should be subject to Shemitah's Ksafim. But that's the Ravah Pashas, and Makhlek's showing him how to touch up the Rash. Okay, now let's address the Elims. What is Karka? They didn't have Karka. Well, how much karka, what karka are we referring to? The Chazal are extremely generous in what's considered karka. First of all, you have to have a kol shuhu, a mashu of karka. Even if the loiva doesn't have karka, but the ariv has karka, that's enough. Even if the loiva and the ariv doesn't have karka, but someone owes money to the loiva or to the ariv, and that guy has karka, that's enough at shibud derav nosan. Or, let's say no one owns karka, but someone, either the loiva, the ariv, or anyone who owes money to the loiva ariv, borrowed karka, or rents karka. Now, in the olden days, I'm sure they live somewhere, that's it, they rented karka. Even a rental of karka is considered that you have karka, or you borrow karka is considered you have karka. So it's a very generous, very, very generous understanding of what's karka. Now, your shayla, isha al ishtoi, if let's say the husband doesn't have karka, but his wife has karka, or vice versa, you gave the chayv to the wife doesn't have karka, but the husband has karka, based on the Yerushalmi, that also works. That's also good, no problem.
Does that?
Well, you might be able to make the gvi on the rental, Right, yeah, the rent has a term, whatever the term is, till the end of the year, whatever it is, you can make that gviya. So it comes out that's not shaykh, unless you know a guy is sitting sleeping in town square here, it's not shaykh that a guy doesn't have something. He's living somewhere. Where is he living? He has a roof over his head. It's a rental. He owns it. He borrowed it. Something happened. So this shaykh went to the Ksam Seifa. Where's this person who doesn't have karka? And the Ksam Seifa said that's talking about a bachar, or someone who's samach al shulchan aviv, and he doesn't have a schus to live there, just his parents allow him to live there. It's not like he rented from his parents, it's not like he borrowed from his parents. He's allowed to live there, and technically if his parents want to throw him out now, they could throw him out. So he has no schus in the karka. So such a bach who has no bechlau schus, that's the case we're talking about, a son who doesn't have karka. It's totally a milsul shchika, mamish, unless you take a lent.
He's in prison, Yerusha.
He's in prison, and he doesn't have a house. Where's all his belongings? His belongings are somewhere.
We don't thank him.
What?
He's in terrorist prison. He has absolutely nothing. He's a vagrant. So, I mean,
he doesn't have a house anywhere? Yeah. Come on, not trying.
Why you factor in
every
other factor?
No, the guy's alive. The marsh. No. So, cannot. This is a shy for sure, but I think Kozman, they didn't foreclose yet. You still own it. By law, you still own it. Not only that, even if you gave out a mashkin, it's not shayek. It's mamish, a one in a thousand. So you talk a yeshiva brachim, yeah, then if they lent other yeshiva brachim, then it could be. But in a more normal situation, if you're talking about adults, married people, it's not shayek that the guy doesn't have some type of karka. So if that's the case, that's kamat not shayek. The Mabit says in Chelek Aleph, Simon Shun. Sorry?
All these cases are
like a tchila? Yeah, like a tchila. Pruzbul was a takalim of karka. What's considered karka? Yeah, this is qualified, it's considered you have karka. Therefore, the Mabit said that for Shemitah is she'avru, it's kind of, what's his lashon? Whatever. He said, also on his own showed him a new Prozbul, Badal Chodesh, and having the Prozbul, a Lashon, that the Malvit being Mezaka to any Leib who needs Karka. He says, look, he doesn't know. All he knows is that all the Shemitahs that he had till now, no one ever did this. It's not necessary. Everyone has Karka. It's Mamash Adabah. He said, what should I do all of a sudden that every Bezdin now does Prozbuls? And so every Bezdin, he does what he wants, and everyone changes the Nusach of Prozbul. He doesn't know. All he can tell you is that Shemitah Shavu, no one did Zika Karka. And the Baruch Hashem, he has a Dar Chodesh. We have a Dar Chodesh. If you look around, come out, we have a lot of Prozbuls of Mariyadin and Mazaka Karka to everyone. Now, I don't want to mark it because it's taka you'd need it for that yeshiva bracha. But the problem is if you don't need it, or even if you do need it, and you just go up Masrani Lechem and they just sign, where was the Zika Karka? You did a Maizekini, what'd you do? I mean, there's nothing there. So then the Dayanim who signed the thing was a check. They signed the check. It never happened. There's no Zika Karka. Could be B'nai Gay to that is even possible, because if you're right, that you did Zika Karka, and now you're going to be able to collect from that yeshiva Bachas Choyv, and it really didn't happen, so you have no right to collect, so now might have a din of Mu'ukha, like we said before, the pastors. It might discuss a similar situation, that the guy wrote a Lashon that didn't work in Karka. But it's Bechlal, I would say, generally, 98% of the time, it's not necessary. Our Bezim, when we give our prison, it's not ours, it's not Sukkot, it's from this in Karela, it's our Rebbe, and Itaka doesn't have it in the Nosak. He just skips the whole thing, Karka.
How can you give one anyways? No.
Sorry?
How can you give one anyways? A problem.
Oh, very good. I didn't say it. Very good, but I should really say it. The Eitz Chazal give, that if a guy doesn't have Karka, what you do is, you mizaka, shalei b'fonav, a schus hulay, and you give him Karka, schus to get a mashu of karka, which mashu he doesn't know, but that's a schus uloi, and now he can collect. Factory shining, a schus, it's a chayv. If you want to give him the karka, he has a free, that's it, the waves, that's amnesty, no problem, and now he's stuck. So the Rishonim say, Hikilu beprozbon. That's part of the takana. When Hill made the takana on karka, he allowed you to do this shtickle too, and that's also enough. That's what some Rishonim say.
So he wouldn't have lent it to him without that, so it's not a chayv really, that's him. If he wouldn't,
I'm not going to lend you money if I know the only karka I could
give.
And now the usher would lend it. I would never.
No, he is lending it.
I would never lend. If what's the love is why I lend? Because I want a place to be goyva. I would lend you money if the only place to be goyva is the karka that was mazaka for you. That's for sure not right. But that's how it works. The kilu beprozbul. That's part of the takana. They allowed it. So kum dais. It's kamat not shayach. It's baruch Hashem. Everyone has some sort of karka, and memeli it's okay. So whoever is achrayi for the organization, it might be apotropis, the halakas, and apotropis for Yisayim, for tzedakas, there are halakas. I'd rather not go into it, but pashas, it will work then too. You have to work out the case. But if you have a specific case in mind, I believe that... Sorry?
If you gave your money to a
Gemach, so they probably are going to be writing a Prozbul on your behalf. Probably they'll be writing. I hope they will be writing on all the people's behalf. Depending how you gave it, if you gave it to the Gemach, that they're achroy, the apotropos of the Gemach is achroy to give you the money back, even if the subsequent borrower defaulted, then you really lent the apotropos of the Gemach money. So then you got to make a Prozbul for the loan that you gave to the apotropos. But if he's just a shlik, that he's giving out your money, and if it's defaults, you get defaulted on, and Ekrami, so then Pachas, he's gonna be your shlik, he'll make it on your behalf. And that's why we put it in the lashon, that you want to do it for your wife. If your wife lent out money, or she is a service provider, is a good nekuda. If she's a service provider, Shaitumach, I don't know, she did something, and someone owes her money, and that subject to Shmita Ksafim, could be she's mechuyev, she's the one who's mechuyev to write the prozbul, not you, because at the halakha, that ma'isi yadeh of the isha belong to her husband, it's not pasha, it's a shayla, if that works before the gviya. Kozman, she didn't get it. If she gets it, then it's mine. But she didn't get it yet, it might be hers, and then she has to have a Shmita Ksafim, and she has to write the prozbul. So we have a lashon that you could be a shliach for your wife, and that will work. Okay, let's just...
Somebody has a cemetery job.
I gotta think about it, but probably you have a schus in that land. Probably, I don't know, but probably. All right, now let's talk about. Let me.
Wait a second. You're saying as soon as the schiras is chayav, then shmita is
nishalim. Right. Once it's due, then shmita kicks in. Shmita ksafim. If it's due before shmita ends, then shmita ksafim will kick in. Yeah. Then you need a prozbul. Okay. Let me talk about the bezin. This is halakha lemaisa, very negeya. What bezin has the authority to exercise to cause this prozbul to happen? Which bezin do we need? We all go in shuls. I mean, I guess most of us Ashkenazim, and we go in shuls and we just write. And then I'm going to go through the machlokes rishonim. It's a major machlokes rishonim, machlokes lahalacha. What bezin we need? The Rambam and a number of rishonim hold that you need a bezin choshev, which is roi lafkiya momin. A bezin choshev roi lafkiya momin in Chayshim Mishnah means you have to be a bezin a galusha bedoyrei, the greatest bezin or one of the greatest bati din of this time. Let's say Rav Nitzan Karelitz is bezin. He's probably the biggest bezin, both in number and in case and quality, quantity. That bezin, you have the bezin choshev shebedar. They have the koyach to be mafke momin. A regular bezin doesn't have that koyach. That's Rambam Shita. Now comes along the Baal, I believe it's the Baal HaTshumis, and the Baal HaTshumis, and this is how the Mechaber Paskins, based, it's like one step past the Rambam, that's true in a normal situation. But if you have a bezin kvua should be here, where himchum rabim aleim, everyone accepted this to be the bezin, this is the bezin, they have the authority, they subject themselves to the authority of this bezin, so it's as if we all empowered this bezin to have the koyach of hefka bezin hefka. We need that koyach of hefka bezin hefka, but we don't need it to be gadol shebedar, because in each city the bezin kavu shebir also has a koyach based on like a contractual empowering, because everyone empowered that bezin, they appointed that bezin to be the bezin kavu shebir, and that's how the Machaber Paskins, we need the bezin kavu shebir or the gadol shebiyisrael. That's the Machaber. And this is how the Sfardim have to be noig. This is Maran. You got to go. This is the bezin that they need. The bezin choshev shebedar.
They weren't elected in. They opened up on their own.
Oh, so Shaila is because Manenu in America, when this kamat not a bezin, which is even in Crown Heights, they're three body din. This kamat not a bezin. Maybe it's Kriyat Yam. This kamat not a bezin, which is kavua by election, we'll call it, by nomination, is that considered bezin kvu shabir? So in Hilchus Choshe Mishpat, the Nafkamini is like Abizablah, there Rav Moshe writes, in Choshe Mishpat, Chelek Bey Simen Gimel, he writes, at the end of the Simen, he writes that in America, that's not considered bezin kvu shabir. It's not talking about Prozbul, it's talking about Choshe Mishpat, but he also, that's not considered a bezin kvu shabir, because just people go to the bezin, but it wasn't nominated. That's not bezin kvu shabir. That's Rav Moshe. And that's the minig in America, that we hold that the Bati Din, but they didn't know like that. We're not considered bezin kavuos. That's it. However,
that's for the United States and Canada. That people have a right to demand if you want if they have a smaller. They should go
through
that.
Oh yeah, I'm not familiar. It predated my times a bit. Anyway, so that's Ramosha. Ramosha holds there's no, and that's how we are noyig in Chayshim Mishnah. There's no Bezen Kavod should be here in America. However, the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael argue with Ramosha. Shevet Halevi has a number of tshuvas. You could look at Chelek Ches, Simin Shin Bey, Chelek Tes Reish Pei Hei. Rav Nissen goes like that. In Eretz Yisrael, they're noyig, yes, that in each year of the year, wherever the Bate Din, if they're used, if they're regularly used, I'm not talking about a Bezen has one din Torah a month. We're talking about regularly used on a daily basis. That's considered Bezen, that's considered Him Kuraman Lame. How? By the mere fact that they're used. If everyone uses them, that's a Bezen Kavua. So they have the Koyach, a Bezen Kavua Shabir. And Krada, right now, I was speaking to last week to Nissen's Adim, they're swamped right now with Prusbos. Everyone's running into the Bezen Gar, right? Prusbos, they want Bezen Kavua Shabir. The Mamish overloaded with Prusbos. Because that's considered Bezen Kavua Shabir. So it's a machu, and that's how they're Noigan Eretz Yisrael. So Kumbez, it's really Chulukim Mukam. It's America, we go like Ramosha, and Eretz Yisrael, they go like the Shevet Alevi. Even if it's more than one, as long as they are regularly used. Again, Rav Nissen's Gavi once told me that when I was starting to open up a bezin, I was going back about a decade, so there's no kunst to open up a bezin. The kunst is that people should use you. I'm also a bezin. No, it means if it's regularly used, that's a bezin in Kavu Shavir. That's him, Kum Rabbim. You have a Rabbim who uses you. Fine, so Kum Toys like this. So Pashas, in America, you're not going to have this Eitzah. Now, another important Nakuda, a guy told me just yesterday, he said, he has an Eitzah. What he'll do is he'll go to Square Town, this is a Bezen Kavua Shabir, and he'll write a Prusbo on Square Town. That Bezen is taka only that Bezen. It's a Bezen Kavua, and my middle have this Maila Gavaldik. The problem is, what's the Lom that's Himkun Rabbam Lame? It means everyone subjected themselves to the authority of that Bezen, so that authority gives them, they're empowered to make Hefka Bezen Hefka, on me, the Loiva. So we told the guy, if all your Loivas come from Square Town, no problem. But the Maila, you have people in Lakewood, you have people in other cities, those people, those Loivas didn't subject themselves to that Bezen. So if they're not subjected, so they never empowered the Square Town Bezin to be mafka that moment, so it's not going to work. So if you go like the Mechaba, if you go, you're a Sfardi, if you go like the Shita, you need a Bezin Chodshev, you're not going to be able to really pull it off here in America.
How about if you have a Friar guy who owes you money? He's not subject to any Bezin.
He was never makabel any specific bezin, right? So the same thing, and a chanami. So you'll have to get the bezin gadol should be Yisrael. So what's the eitzah? The eitzah is, and this is the eitzah that the Sfaradim use. The eitzah is that you do it a shli b'fonav. I'll go in front of two eidim, three eidim, whatever it is, and I'll give you misrani, not to you, misrani to the dayanim of Rav Nissen Karelitz and Rav Yaakov Edushan. I'll give it to that bezin. That will be the bezin chashav be Yisrael, and I'm just doing it shloi b'fneim. And the Yerushalmi says that you could do it even if it's in Roimi. And it's Makhlek is a China. Some Rishonim say it means even if the Chayvis are in Roimi. That really doesn't work. But the other Rishonim, the way we go, the Ramah passing, is even if the Bezin is in Roimi. I'm using the Bezin Chavshah B'Roimi. I'm here in Lakewood. And I'm saying I'm using that Bezin. That's my point of Bezin. In fact, the Sfaradim have, a lot of the Sfaradim use, Chacham Avadya has a Bezin. They give out Prusbos. It has his Bezin. It's funny, his name's on it, but he's not one of the three Dayan. I can't figure it out. But good. But it's his Bezin, and that's the Bezin. Gadol should be Israel, I guess, for the Sfaradim. I'm not sure. But good, that's how it works. And that's how they do it. Yaitzah Shaloi Shaloi bifneim of the bezin. Now some achleikas we showing him, and some achreinah because I'm sorry, seemingly didn't want to be makel that you could do shaloi bifonov. You have to do mamish bifonov. Some rishonim and like I said, some achreinim. So it's not so posher, but for the svardim, that's the only way they can really go. And lamais is it's been a minig like that in Yerushalayim for hundreds of years. The Baal Chikrei Lev, it's going back 150 years. Chacham Avadya brings it down that his prosul did it like that at shaloi bifneim. That he had that lashon that you're somewhere else and you're being moisa your chayvis too. The bezin in the rishon latzin of the Baal Chikrei Lev, and that Chacham Avadya is made. That's how it was. Darius in Yerushalayim. That's the minig.
So that's the person making more than one.
Sure, so if you want to be Yaitza both, you can do the Bezin Bifnehem, but it won't be Bezin Chashev. And you want to have to run Bezin Chashev, you could do that. In a Chanam, you could pull that off. And in Grada, I'll tell you like this. If you're a Sfardi, I don't know how long it's, because I don't know if there's a Milo, could be not, to do it in front of three Yukals. I don't know, because if they need a Bezin Chashev, they go like Moran, and you don't have it. Is it a Milo for them that they chaperine the Shittas Ramah? I don't know. I have no idea. But Lididan, if you want to chaperine that, so Grada Rabbi Yoshev's Prozbol, and Rav Sturmbach as well, slightly different Nozah, but they do a Tzirav. In one prosa, they write like this: Misrani to the Bezin, Choshesh Abisrael, whatever, you know, whatever that is. And you should know, if it doesn't work, I'm making tonight, if it doesn't work, and you need the Dafik Bifnaim, then I want you to be the Dayanim. I don't want you to be Adam, then I want you to be Dayanim. So in one prosa, they chaperain both. But for Ashkenazim, I would definitely tell you to first at least do Lukalabakas to the three yokels in front of you, that's for sure, because that you chaperain the Ramah. And then if you want to do the Shalai Bifan over there, okay, fine, you could do that too. Good. Now,
do you have to send it to them? No.
Grada Chasam Sofer writes that if you do send it to them and they're Maka Yochasimis, that's like Bifneim, because then they recognize. And Rav Nissen holds a step further. Rav Nissen holds, based on Chasam Sofer, this is just not practical. He holds that what you do is go in front of people who Rav Nissen recognize the signature. Like you come in, a number of us have already recognized our signature, come in front of us, we'll do it, then we'll take this shtar and we'll send it to Rav Nissen, and then he does a keem on the shtar, because he recognizes, even if he doesn't recognize the malva, but recognize the dayanim, and he'll make a keem bezin, and he holds that also works. Just not practical, I'm going to take it and send it off, if facts don't work, so I'm going to mail it there, it's just not practical. Better just to do it the way we have it, shalei befondav and chaperain dachita. I want to talk, be mesayim with another two divrei halacha, it's really tali zebezeh. Are you allowed to do a prosbul b'layla? Or are you allowed to do a prosbul with kravim? Kravim to each other means a pasul bezin. Or one of the dayanim is a karev to a loiv. You have so many loivs, hundreds of loivs, you don't know whom. So are you allowed, is that a good prosbul? Is that considered a good bezin? So grada b'negei to layla, the ursa meach over here, is masupik in Perek Tes Halach Yud Ches and Schiyas or Samech is masupik if you're allowed to do a prosbul b'layla. That's a kosher a bezin. The halach is a bezin has to be b'yoyim. A gemar din is allowed to be b'layla, but the tchilas adin has to be b'yoyim, and maybe that's not considered a good bezin. However, a lot of the high intikos say avadi allowed to do b'layla. The erech lechem, that's a friyadik a marikash. In the new Shulchan Aruch, the Friedman Shulchan Aruch, they started to already put it on the bottom. The Erech Lechem, who lived hundreds of years ago, he says, Avadi Allah to do Balayla, and he's quoted by a lot of the Tzfadr, Shechek Shloimoy, and a lot of the Haintag who say that Avadi Allah to do Prisbul Balayla. What's the reason? He says, it's only Mesiris Chavitz, that I'm being marked in the Chavitz to Bezin. So I don't really, that's not the problem. That I'm allowed to do Balayla. That's what he says, and it's a bit Shver what he means, because it's not just I'm being makin you my chayvis. I'm makin my chayvis. He will also be over shmi. If I give my chayvis to a lokeach, it's a fush alaka. Avadu be shmita on the lokeach. Or I make you a shlik to collect. Avadu you can have. You need avadu to koyach a bezdin. And cause man, you're not a bezdin because it's balayla. You're going to fall short. It's not going to be kosher. I don't know what he means, but the derech emuna that's from Chaim Kanievsky, he says it differently. He touches up. He says that din that you need bezdin has to be tchilas adin b'yoyim. He says maybe that's only a bezdin that's going to Paskin. A Bezin that says a Kviyas, that they plan on Paskin, whatever this Din Torah, whatever the issue is in front of them, that issue needs to start B'yoyim. To lucid the Daita, whatever the reason is, you have to start B'yoyim. But if it's a Yeshiva's Bezin for something that doesn't need Achra, there's no Psak, there's nothing, you're just being Misrani, Yechavis, maybe that Bezin is a good Bezin even Balayla. And therefore, he blives, he says a Safek in the Be'or HaAlach of the Derech Amunah, he blives a Safek, but he says, could be that's the reason why you're allowed to do Balayla, because that is a shame bezin for these type of issues that don't need a psak. You have a shame bezin even balayla. Same shy. Now, grado, I want to point out, this is also another nafkimina. All this is only the whole marikash. I'm only giving over my chayvis. Is like Rashi and Rav Rishonim. But if you learn like the Rash, it's commanded govidami, and it's like I have a psak din. Lachayr, it's not going to work. I need a full fledged koyach of a bezin. And if they have to paskin and they can't paskin, it's balayla, whatever it is. That's not a shame bezin. Avad are going to be stuck. So that like them. Like the Rash, like you have to do a biyoyim. Same shaila by kroivim. The Merikash says, "Hu adin, since it's only giving over the chayvis, that's nothing. So I'm allowed to have kroivim. I don't have to have a kosher or bezin. I can be carved to loiv, carved to each other. Not a problem." And the Beis Avram says it like that, and the Panim Mishpat says it. Quotes it. They go like that. However, again, it's not pasha. The tumim and sif kot and chav gimel and the tshuva me'ava and simnayim beis. They're mesupik if you're allowed to have a kroivim. Again. Either poiskim, on both shailas, you have a whole degel poiskim who are megal, and then you have some poiskim on mesupik. I didn't find anyone who mamish asas kroivim, mamish asas balayla. So la halacha, avad if you write a pros balayla, you write a bekroivim, you find out afterwards, oh, one of the yano happened to be a karev to one of my lives, even the first cousin's a karev. He's a karev to one of my lives, avad is going to be good, but the avad is for sure good. And could be you'll even find poiskim who will even say, maybe lechachila, but mi yais toiv, lechala pachas, if you can get out of shaila, it's better to do beyim, it's better to make sure that you don't have kraven. Good to
for other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Besdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.